I was thinking tonight of 9/11.
As often you do.
As I do on occasion. And I was thinking of what it meant in terms of culture and society, but really culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's a falsification of history, the official story, right?
Right.
So how does that affect... What's being manipulated here? Cultures are being manipulated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got derailed a little bit with the idea that all history is a falsification.
I didn't say all history.
No, I know. I'm just saying
that's you started thinking that might be the case.
And then that's not really where we want to go.
No.
Because it's crazy making.
Right.
And don't like making the crazy.
So let's limit the scope of looking at false consciousness.
Okay.
Because false consciousness it's been in use, that term, for a while.
Yeah.
So 9/11 does create a false consciousness, let's say.
Yeah, I mean, I was watching the news, the network news with dinner, and they were announcing that they're not going to mix that Burlington Coat Factory into a historic monument, so
right.
It will be possible for it to be torn down and a community center built there.
Hey,
and
what were the...
Just the angry people.
Right.
Can
I stop you for a second?
Yeah.
On what grounds were people arguing that the Burlington Coat Factory building should have been declared a historical landmark? And thus preserved from being turned into mega mosque.
It looks like an old building. But it was obviously just a tactic to prevent the mosque/community center
right.
from being built there.
Right, but they had to present to their followers, let's say, a plausible-sounding argument more than just it's a scheme to prevent the mosque being built.
Right. Well,
it looks like an old building.
Really old building. Yeah.
Those were the only grounds.
I don't know if there were any other arguments.
So they're like a little subculture there that you don't know much about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Because they have false consciousness. You have false consciousness. We all have false consciousness.
Yeah.
And a lot of that has to do with ignoring what other people are doing because it's not your thing. It's not your culture.
Right.
So we've got the mega mosque. Pros, cons? Are you for it, Cassia? Do you support the mega mosque? I'm looking for a sound bite here.
I'm for the mega mosque.
I'm kidding. Okay.
It's gonna have a swimming pool, they say.
That's good.
Open
to everyone, right?
I don't know how that's gonna work.
Oh, so it's like a club, basically. Centered around religion.
I don't even know. I think, I suspect it's like the YMCA.
Right.
Only
the YMCA.
So, yeah.
No, the YMMA. Young Men's Muslim Association.
Yeah. So, I tend to find those things. I don't have any problem with that.
All right, so...
I think...
And putting it next to Ground Zero, I mean, that's just... They have every right to.
Well, it's like 2 blocks away. That's starting to, Yeah, I mean, that whole
argument...
That's
starting to be a little too much sanctification of the ground.
Yeah, when you've got, an old abandoned Burlington Coat Factory that's being sanctified.
Okay, but this is what I'm getting at. This is what I'm getting at. How do you admit that you don't know the arguments in favor of preserving the Burlington Coat Factory building? How do you know that it really shouldn't be preserved? What if some really amazing event took place there and somebody wants to keep it open as a museum to teach future generations about that particular strike, let's say, that occurred?
Right, right. So there could be something like that. I guess it was a textile industry building at one time, and that has kind of an interesting history
of
union
immigration, immigrant labor.
Yeah, and yeah.
Legislation.
So, But you know what? I haven't heard anything about the only thing I've heard about the historic monument argument is, you know, that it's by these people who are screaming about how Muslims are just like they stuck the knife in us and now they're twisting it.
Well, yes, okay, but yeah. But what if I were to tell you that I had done the research and I know why that Burlington Coat Factory is important?
I'd say, gee, Hurtado, why? Is it actually historically significant?
Well, I haven't actually looked it up.
Oh. Well, that's what I would first do. I would want to know why. Because, you know, I'm open to that idea. I tend to be for preserving historic buildings.
Right. And so they get people to be on the side of these wealthy Muslim developers.
Right.
Who right. don't really give a damn about 9/11 truth or real friend. They're just, you know. I don't know. I'm speculating. I'm hypothesizing. Because I don't know who these people are, really.
The group
what if they were these kind of people?
Yeah. The group that issued the decision today was the Landmarks Preservation Commission. And it was a unanimous vote, and the building's 152 years old, but isn't distinctive enough to qualify as a landmark. This is not a building of special aesthetic character.
Okay.
So
physically, the building itself is not a great specimen of a building, but what about the history of what happened inside the building? Do they address that?
I think the Landmarks Preservation Commission would address those issues, too. And I would think that if there was any argument to be made for that they would have gotten at least one out of the 9 commissioners.
Right.
Right? Instead, it was, you know, 9-0.
What if they all agreed that the best thing to do would be to let it pass?
If the Landmarks Preservation Commission did?
Yeah, but let's say
Then I would be curious.
You'd think one of those 9. Well, you'd think one of the 600 scientists that worked on the NIST report would come out and say something, don't you? No, they wouldn't.
No, and you know,
so 9 people, you pack the Historical Landmark Commission with 9 people, and they all vote your way.
Okay.
Well, it could happen. So we need to know if they're concealing, in other words, something really important that happened there.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
Because if we have no idea the history of this building, and we don't bother to find out, we're not being very responsible.
Yeah.
We're falling into the false consciousness of the, you know, fake manipulated cultures.
Yeah. Well, what I would
World Wrestling Federation.
If I thought that was a possibility, is I would Google Burlington Coat Factory conspiracy theory, and then bam, that's where I would get. There'd be plenty of evidence there.
Right. And you'd know that some of it would be bullshit.
Of course.
Intended to deceive you. Right. But it at least gives you a sense of what are the arguments about.
What's the lay of the land?
Ah. So. But they can conceal something from you.
They can conceal something from me?
Yeah, so you wouldn't necessarily know.
Well, but yeah, by looking at search results or something like that.
How would you know what you were missing, let's say?
I would have to like really immerse myself, probably.
Right. So getting informed is a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why we don't do it enough. So this Burlington
Coat Factory. You need a really high level of motivation, and for whatever reason, 9/11 provides that level of motivation for a significant, you know, group of people.
Right.
A subset of, you know.
But people. they're made crazy by what's that phrase you keep saying? It's crazy making.
The crazy making?
Yeah. So this is to cast Sunstein, cognitive infiltration, make us all crazy arguing with each other. The more chaos you can insert into the, well, apparent chaos.
Yeah, it's way older. It's way older than Cass Sunstein.
Yeah, exactly. But we can give it a name, you know. We know it existed before, but we'll call it Cass Sunstein because everybody understands what that means.
Alright. Maybe just see something.
See something? Say something? What?
See. No, see.
Oh.
Something. Maybe not cast. Yes, so the crazy making.
It puts a damper on truthing, doesn't it?
It totally does.
And the lives of truthers.
Yeah. It's paralyzing.
It is paralyzing.
Yeah, it should be called paralysis.
Paralysis.
When you get to a certain point.
Analysis paralysis.
You start to look in the mirror and ask yourself, am I the only real truther?
Right.
Everybody else just out to manipulate me and my
thoughts? Right. No, it's not that they're out to manipulate. They're out to manipulate you and anybody else. And the best way to do that is to, as if you're putting on a play. And you say, okay, you guys are there's live characters and there's scripted characters.
Right.
And you manage it like that.
Yeah. So over time it's become more and more clear who a lot of the scripted characters are.
Right.
And somehow that just, I don't know, even once you know that, you can get sucked into the drama.
I think there should be, really, 9/11 should institute some sort of 9/11 truth movement. The people, we need a better subject term. What we should be doing is establishing some kind of, like, quantification of credibility capital.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And basically, you know, you have profiles of all the well-known truthers, and you change your score, depending on, like,
yeah.
You know.
And so, yeah, that would have to be like a collective or a group judgment.
Right. Well, no, there's no judgment to be made, except that everybody has all the information and it's open.
Right, but the judgment is just, you know, quantifying the credibility.
Right. The credibility. On a scale of 1 to 10, how credible do you rate me, Cassia?
Yeah, 9.5.
I'm sorry, beg your pardon?
9.5. Yeah.
So you mistrust me 5%. I am 95% trust. Wow, at least that's an A.
Yeah, it's a solid A.
Okay.
Not an A.
Can I ask you a question? Who in your life would you give a 10 to? Your family, presumably? People you've actually met in person?
Yeah. well, certainly not everyone I've met in person. But, yeah, my family.
Right.
You know.
Okay, so on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being your family, 1 being... you absolutely do not trust this person.
Right.
A confessed rapist. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being a confessed rapist and 10 being your family, how would you rate my credibility? You say 9.5.
I say 9.5.
Okay, and you know what? I'm going to give you the same 9.5. I think that's fair.
Sure.
It's the astrology thing that...
It reflects our... our cynicism.
Yes.
But also our realism.
Mm-hmm,
having
mm-hmm.
been, you know, around enough mind fucks.
Yep. Enough fake truthers for enough time to recognize them.